This one is for Vern. The Lord Jesus declares that Vern is to be set free from all influence, direct or indirect, of evil spirits of all kinds and sorts in all of his life, commencing with the implementation of this prayer. The prayer of the Holy Spirit to the Lord Jesus Christ, Creator of heaven and earth, King of kings and Lord of lords, for the deliverance of J. Vern Martini, effective on this day of liberty, and forever hereafter. The Song of Deborah. The Book of Judges, Chapter 5, Verses 1 through 31. On that day Deborah sang this song, and Barak, son of Abinoam, when uprising broke out in Israel, when the people rallied for duty, bless the Lord. Hear, O kings. Give ear, O princes. I will sing to the Lord, I will make music to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you went up from Seir, when you marched from the plains of Edom, the earth shook, the heavens poured, the clouds poured rain, the mountains streamed, before the Lord, the one of Sinai, before the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anuth, in the days of Jael, caravans ceased. Those who traveled the roads now traveled by roundabout paths. Gone was freedom beyond the walls. Gone indeed from Israel. When I, Deborah, arose, when I arose, a mother in Israel, new gods were their choice. Then war was at the gates. No shield was to be found, no spear, among 40,000 in Israel. My heart is with the leaders of Israel, with the dedicated ones of the people. Bless the Lord. Those who ride on white donkeys, seated on saddle rugs, and those who travel the road, sing of them to the sounds of musicians at the wells. There they recount the just deeds of the Lord, his just deeds bringing freedom to Israel. Awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake, strike up a song. Arise, Barak. Take captive your captors, son of Abinoam. Then down went Israel against the mighty, the army of the Lord went down for him against the warriors. From Ephraim, their base in the valley. Behind you, Benjamin, among your troops. From Machir came down commanders, from Zebulun wielders of the martial staff. The princes of Issachar were with Deborah, Issachar, faithful to Barak. In the valley they followed at his heels. Among the clans of Reuben great were the searchings of heart. Why did you stay beside your hearths listening to the lowing of the herds? Among the clans of Reuben great were the searchings of heart. Gilead stay beyond the Jordan. Why did Dan spend his time in ships? Asher remained along the shore, he stayed in his havens. Zebulun was the people who defied death. Naphtali, too, on the open heights. The kings came and fought. Then they fought, those kings of Canaan, at Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. No spoil of silver did they take. From the heavens the stars fought, from their courses they fought against Sisera. The Wadi Kishon swept them away, the Wadi overwhelmed them, the Wadi Kishon trampled down the strong. Then the hoofs of the horses hammered, the galloping of steeds. Curse Niraz, says the messenger of the Lord. Curse its inhabitants. For they did not come when the Lord helped. The help of the Lord against the warriors. Most blessed of women is Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, blessed among tent-dwelling women. He asked for water, she gave him milk. In a princely bowl, she brought him curds. With her hand, she reached for the peg, with her right hand, the workman's hammer. She hammered Sisera, crushed his head. She smashed, pierced his temple. At her feet, he sank down, fell, lay still. Down at her feet, he sank and fell. Where he sank down, there he fell, slain. From the window, she looked down, the mother of Sisera peered through the lattice. Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why are the hoofbeats of his chariots delayed? The wisest of her princesses answers her. She even replies to herself, they must be dividing the spoil they took. A slave woman or two for each man, spoil of dyed cloth for Sisera, spoil of ornate dyed cloth, a pair of ornate dyed cloths for my neck in the spoil. So perish all your enemies, O Lord. But may those who love you be like the sun rising in its might. And the land was at rest for 40 years. In Jesus' name, Amen.